This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, here we are again. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a big day in Philadelphia. Ike, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good. It's a Tuesday, probably the worst day of the week, probably the most nondescript day of the week. But today, it actually has meaning to it.
Yep.
For reasons we'll get into in just a second. I'm excited to talk about that. Jackie Baseball, Sanchez is on the mound. Dylan, brother, looking good. Bottom of the fourth inning. How about that? Going to give him a little extra innings out there today. Huh? Holla at your boy.
Well, it's starting to ramp up, Ike. Yeah, it's ramp up period. So, what, 9 days until opening day?
Oh, come on. The velo is real.
I'm officially over spring training.
All right.
And ready for the season to start.
Yes. It's like getting through the second preseason game where it's like, all right, yes.
It's like the third. Well, at least they're still playing, but like, it feels almost like the third preseason game.
Yes.
Spring training's too long. I mean, what are we doing here? It's a month and a half.
Hitters got to get their timing down. All
right. Well, it is a big show. Elliot joins us at 2 for Tuesdays with Elliot, but it's a big show because I think we all knew it was coming, but Brandon Graham officially announced his retirement today. We are going to want to hear from you today about BG because this is a big day for us. It's a big day for you. 215-592-9494. But Ike, you knew it was coming,
yeah.
But you heard him actually do it today, and I have to know what was going through your mind as you heard it, and what are your thoughts on everything?
Well, just happy for him, first and foremost. You know, with BG, sometimes you just don't know. That's why I asked Elliot yesterday the chances of BG potentially coming back, because I know this guy loves the game of football, and it had to be a tough decision for him to make the decision to walk away from the game. But he's walking away a two-time champion. His resume speaks for itself as far as being one of the greatest Eagles to wherever wear that uniform. Wouldn't be surprised if no one ever wears number 55 again. Would not surprise me at all. But just happy for him, you know, listening to his press conference. And one thing I always sort of admired and appreciated about BG is that, you know, he knew how to take adversity and make it work for himself and turn it around. And, you know, I know some fans may get a little uncomfortable when, you know, BG, when he talks about his journey, he never omits or overlooks the early part of his career when he was being labeled a bust. He doesn't harbor resentment from it, but he used it as motivation. He used it as something to help drive him to be better. He talked about that in his press conference. He talked about being held accountable by this fan base. And when you talk about how many great players have come through this organization that have worn that uniform, for him to be the guy who's worn it more than anyone and deliver in his time what he's helped to deliver. You know, we talk about the Philly special being the best play or one of the greatest plays, and not just Eagles history, but obviously that Super Bowl game. Well, that sack on Tom Brady, in my opinion, was equally as big, if not bigger. When you talk about the biggest plays made in franchise history, helped getting the franchise's first ever Super Bowl title, that sack on Tom Brady. And, you know, BG is one of those guys that you love to root for, right? You enjoy rooting for, right? You know, he's a guy that you feel proud cheering him on. You feel proud that he's wearing the uniform that you wore, me as a former player, fans representing the team that we all love in that Eagles organization. I feel happy for him. I feel happy for his family. He's a guy, I never lined up next to BG. I never played in a huddle with BG. I was never a teammate of BG's. And I remember the day he got drafted. I remember interviewing him the day he got drafted with your dad when we talked to him in 2010 at the pro shop when he came over. I still remember that. And we forged a friendship, even though I've never been a teammate of his, all these years. And he's somebody I've talked to away from the game. He's somebody I got a lot of respect for and I got a lot of love for. So just happy for him that he's at peace with his decision to walk away from the game. It's not an easy thing to do. And there are so many memories that I can't wait to go through today talking about Brandon Graham. When you talk about a guy who played for the team that drafted him and ended his career for that team, that's a rare thing in this game, especially at that position. 15 years, man. BG, salute you, my brother.
215-592-9494. We'll take your thoughts on BG, his career, the fact that he decided to go out, you know, on top. The final game he will have played in is a Super Bowl win. And, you know, one thing, because I worked in music radio for a long time before this, and I've done this, and one thing I've realized that is the same about music radio and sports memories is we always sort of tie what happened with the band or what happened with the team about what was going on in your life at the same time. Yeah. And just to, I was thinking about this, like what the amount of time that BG has played for the Eagles as a good player. And I was thinking about, well, what was happening in my life, right? So like you, I interviewed BG when I was working at YSP, his first training camp up at Lehigh. I mean, that's how long he's been here. That's how long he's been here. Yeah. So I remember talking to him then. But since then, I think about my life. All right. So I was doing middays at WYSP, and then I was unemployed, and then I was the web guy at WIP, then I was the program director, then I hosted afternoons with Josh. I was a program director again. Then I moved to New York and was a program director in New York for 3 years. Then I came back and did an entire season as afternoon show host here. And that entire time, Brandon Graham was just on the Eagles playing the same position every single year. Yeah. And like to think about not just he is a great guy. And he is a guy, like you said, you cheer for. And when you're around, even if he says something you don't like, you're like, it's BG. The same way if it was one of your friends, right? Yeah, he would say the same. Even when, like, BG will blame the media. I was like, BG can do it. It doesn't bother me when BG does it.
Yep.
And all of that and just being a great player. And you mentioned as well, you know, the amount of time that guy had to hear Earl Thomas and Bust and those things. And those sorts of things for most other players in Philadelphia would break you.
Yep.
And would cause, we've seen it, and cause a divide between you and the fans.
Yeah.
Even if you had a successful career,
still be that bitterness there.
Yes. Yeah. But he's like the opposite.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot of beloved players in Philadelphia, but everywhere you go with BG, the love that people have for him and the love that he shows back is something that is rare, you know?
Yeah.
I'm proud that I got to see him play. I'm proud that I got to host a show with him. I'm proud to know him. I'm proud that he was an Eagle. And, you know, there's only a couple of people in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles to say that they are two-time Super Bowl champions.
Man.
And even, can you imagine just saying that at the beginning of his career? Oh,
Man.
He's going to retire having won two Super Bowls
Man.
For the Eagles?
Come on.
And in his final year, and then I promise we'll get to you, but then in his final year, tearing his triceps in week 10 or whatever it was, and basically being told and us assuming that's it. You know, that's it. He's never coming back. That's an injury that takes months and months to heal from, especially at his age. But he quietly and consistently worked back to get to play in the Super Bowl and make plays in the Super Bowl. So much so that he tears the triceps again in a Super Bowl win. And it's just like, it's a career that I don't think you could write for a movie, you know? It wouldn't seem realistic for him to have the career that he had here.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like you said, You're talking about a two-time champion.
Yes.
Hell, we were trying to get one.
One.
Yeah, we were trying to get one, so I didn't ever think anybody would be labeled a two-time champion for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who the hell's a two-time champion for the Eagles?
Yeah,
you know?
So, you know, hell, he shares that with Jake Elliott, Rick Lovato, and Lane, right?
That's
the
it.
The only ones.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the only ones. The only four.
Yep.
Jack. Two-time champion.
Jack, BG, no more BG on the field for the Eagles. What are you thinking about?
Well, listen, the only way I can sum this up is two words. Appreciate you.
Our most emotional member of the afternoon show, Jack Fritz.
Yeah. No, I love BG. And it's like every time you see him, he's always happy, which is, he's just a different dude. He's just a different guy. He's always happy to see you. Doesn't matter if you're like, you know, a waitress at Chickie's, or you're on the air, like he treats everyone the exact same. He's a special dude, a special, special guy. And I just think, like you mentioned his journey, like it was always Earl Thomas. It was always Earl Thomas this, Earl Thomas that. And I remember, was it like 2015-ish, like BG started breaking through, and I was like, he looks like a player. And then to have the moment against Tom Brady and then turn into the icon he is now and one of the faces of this franchise. He's remarkable. I love Brandon Graham. Would never say a bad word about Brandon Graham, and it was a great speech today.
It was BG.
The 10 minutes were captivating. Yeah. They were captivating. He put a perfect bow on it. So love the dude, and thank you for your service.
Yep, he didn't screw up the EAGLES. No. I know you would have never let him live that.
I was
down.
Looking at him. And I was like, don't do it. I don't want to do it.
Now you know it wouldn't be the afternoon show if we didn't make a little bit of a joke of this. So for next question today, we will take your call on BG. BG left at the right time, right? Mm-hmm. Went out on top, but most people do not. So for next question today, we're going to ask you who stuck around too long? Because BG did not. Jack, do you have someone who stuck around too long?
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is Favre. You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
It was so annoying every single year.
Yeah,
who's on the plane? No way. Crazy. Brett Favre, is he going to come back? I was over the Favre thing.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it was like 3 years in a row, too, he did.
No,
just kept going.
We get it. Yeah, we get it.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything. Ike, do you have somebody stuck around too long?
Oh, man. Man, there's so many guys that just stuck around a little too long. You know who I'm going to go with? And he's a GOAT. But I think he stuck around too long. I was about to switch in mid-thought.
Okay.
Just to hate on somebody else. But I'm going to let somebody else have that one.
Yeah, I know which one that is. Okay.
I'm going to let somebody else have that one.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Jerry Rice. Like, I didn't need to see Jerry Rice playing for Seattle and Denver.
Right.
That was a tough one.
You actually even forget that happened.
Yeah. Like you played for the Raiders. Like you did a nice job there. That's where you should have retired, after the Raiders. I didn't need to see you with the Seahawks.
That's
wearing
a good one.
19 and then getting cut with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I even forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking Raiders, but then...
Then he did Seattle and then Denver. Yeah. I don't even think he made it out of training camp with Denver.
So I'm going to go, which is what I normally do, I'm going to go music, and it's you two. Like, enough out of you two, enough out of Bono, enough you're playing the Sphere.
How do you stay around too long with music?
But you can, and they have. Enough, we don't need any more of you, I get it. You know,
the most annoying thing they did is they took over our iPhones and infiltrated it with the stupid album that sucked.
Yes.
So every single time that I connected to CarPlay, it was always the stupid U2 album that I didn't even download.
What year was that?
Like
2016,
I was going to say about 10 years ago. Yeah, they thought they were doing something
there. Suck. Suck.
No more you two. Yeah, they stuck around too. All right, BG Day, or at least the preliminary BG Day here on the WIP
Afternoon
Show.
I just like you two from the Entourage scene.
Oh, I never saw
Johnny
Entourage.
Drama went. They already got him tickets for his birthday to the U2 concert.
The only thing I know about Entourage is that little worm turtle.
Oh, yeah, that'll make you get you to
go
down
go
there.
215-592-9499. That guy stuck around too long. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, BG, baby. Yo, he might be on the Mount Rushmore. You know, I might have to remove Jason Kelce for BG on my
there
Mount
it
Rushmore.
Is.
Wow.
215.
Different
that's
day.
My,
yeah.
That's my Mount Rushmore. I don't care about none of y'all's opinion. I'm saying Corey from Columbus is Mount Rushmore. I think I got BG on there over Kelce. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
That's all.
Well, who else is on it? Just out of curiosity.
So I got BG. You know, I got Reggie White. I got five, And Dawkins and Kelce, man, it's like between those two.
The fact that you even have Doc coming last on that list is
Doc over five?
Yeah, are you nuts?
Mm. What are you talking about?
Well, it's your list. It's your list. It's your list. It's your list.
Let me do something real quick. This is a topic for a different day.
Do Brandon Graham. I'm sorry.
All right, but BG, look, when he got drafted, you know, BG out of that school up north, I wasn't a fan when we got drafted. BG 0-3 versus Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? I let him know that all the time. BG, one of the only athletes I know that if you message him on IG or you comment on one of his posts, most times he gonna respond. Like, that's why, like, BG, like, if you look at the internet today, like, most of the people, like, when you see him, because obviously he did the Brandon Graham show and all that, they got a picture with this dude, so they like, you know, congratulations, BG. Like, that's the type of guy he was. He connected with the city of Philadelphia, he connected with the fans, and it's like, even a guy that the fans weren't high on in the beginning, he still came around and was beloved. And it's like, all these people out there that, you know, want to come out versus the fans, and, you know, the fans are hard on you at first. We always want to use BG as an example. But, like, look at this dude. This dude was labeled as a bust. He said it. You know, we said it.
Yeah.
And then the way he turned around, and now this city loves him for what he put into work. And he said, I'm not going to be out here fighting with cats on Twitter. I remember when BG deleted, when you used to, like, say something about it, he would just block you.
Oh, he had a block party.
Oh, yeah. He was famous for
the block party now. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's like, he don't go back and forth. Like, it's like he put his head down, and he went to work. And BG, man, I love this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a rule in my house. We only buy jerseys of players that the Eagles draft. So I'm proud to say I got a 5-5 jersey, you know what I'm saying, even though he is a Michigan Wolverine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's a tough one. It's a tough one, Corey. That's a tough one, man. He's an Eagle. We don't even look at him as a Michigan Wolverine. He's an Eagle.
Exactly. Yeah. What's funny is that we don't ever have Michigan players. BG retired and they signed Josh Uche. So now we got another Michigan player. But BG, I love you. So glad you was able to go out on top. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out BG.
Nah, it's awesome.
Corey, who stuck around too long?
Also, I know about this. So, I know he went out on a very low, bad, like this was bad, like jail time bad. But I got to stay in the Big Ten and go with Joe Paterno.
Okay. Good answer. Big answer.
Going to leave that one there, Corey.
Yes.
409 stickers are furious right now.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, look, I'm just saying.
I got nothing to say.
That's what it is.
Too many Penn State people in the building.
Yeah, wow.
Morgenstein's furious back there. Look at him.
They're too busy planning their next trip back to drink with the college kids, you know. Too busy raising money for Thon or whatever the hell they're bothering you about today. 215-592-9494, talking about Brandon Graham today and your memories of BG. Mm. Lawrence in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lawrence?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for the call, man. I'm still emotional, man.
What happened?
Graham, man.
This is really... I'm just messing with you, Lawrence.
I feel just like John, man. Y'all guys is funny. Anyway, man, yeah. I'm just saying, man, hear this dude talk, man. I'm 65 years old, man, and the only person I could think about was his remembrance for children. You got Reggie White, Brandon Graham, Kelce on that Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a first-time Hall of Fame ballot person going into the Hall of Fame, but he deserves it because he made the greatest play in Eagles history, stripping the goat.
I mean, it was a huge play. Yeah. I mean, that image. I mean, think about the number of people, Lawrence, that have that photo hung in their basement or their den or have a T-shirt of it. I mean, it's one of the – that's just an Eagles
history. I mean, if it wasn't two Michigan players, I'd have it hung up in my house somewhere.
Well, I mean, even – forgetting about the Eagles alone, think about Philadelphia sports history.
Right.
It's that one. It's Bradledge on his knees. It's Tug McGraw, we win. It's – like, there's Iverson, step over.
You got the Dr. J, rock the baby.
The Dr. J, rock the baby. But those are
dunk.
You know, there's probably 5 or 10 ever, and BG's is, you know, in the top 2 or 3, you know, depending on who you talk to.
Yep.
Hey, Spike, let me ask you a question, Spike.
Yep.
You know, there's millions of people that were so emotional at 12 o'clock, especially females that listen to the show, that we all follow the show. I'm 65 years old, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, the children that this man do so much for his community we live at, he praised his wife. And that's how I got so emotional.
Yeah, he did thank his family.
You had somebody that made you be better than what you are when, as a fan, back then, we was trying to get rid of the dude. You know what I mean? So to speak, well, he fought the long road and fought it. Now he's given people an opportunity to say, look, let your kids fight more. Fight on. I got your back. And I know this man has so much coming forward to him. He may be working with the brand, with the WIP. I don't know. I don't know, man. All I know, man, thanks for taking my call, man. I got a whole lot to say, but I ain't got that time, man. I appreciate y'all
totally
guys,
agree.
Man.
Wow.
I love you guys. I'm a long-time listener. I'm 65 years, so I go all the way back to Mac and Mac, Angela, all them guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
And my phone number is still the same. So you know. Thank you, Jack.
Yep.
Jackie Baseball.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Lawrence.
Yep.
Wow. He didn't have the time.
Yeah.
My brother and I always joke that we'll talk to our mom, and she'll talk for 15 minutes straight, and then she'll go, all right, well, let me go. You know, I was like, wait a minute. I got to let you go. What are we talking about here? Lawrence, you don't have the time? You took a lot of time there. All right. It is. We are celebrating the career of Brandon Graham today. 215-592-9494. Means a lot to us. Means a lot to everybody in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I will. Actually,
shout out to BG's family, too. His wife, Carly, his 2 kids.
Absolutely.
Man, I remember when they were like babies, like little babies. And to watch them, that goes to show you how long he's been here.
How long he's been here.
Yeah, that
right.
goes to show you how long he's been here. Beautiful family. And, you know, he's always talked about his wife being like his backbone. You know, the person that's really always kept him on the straight and narrow. So it's great to see his family up there with him today, too.
Well, I hope she likes him because she's going to
see a
whole
lot
more
of him. She's going to see a little bit more of him. Yeah, get used to it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Yeah, it is uncovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady, and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we prayed for.
Amazing in a game like that, where your defense is getting gashed basically the entire game, and that play. That play is the one. They just kept at it. Brandon Graham retires today. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Getting your thoughts on BG, 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the BG strip sack the best play in Eagles history? Is the Twitter question today. Is the BG, what do you think the end? Well, today.
Yeah, today. I was going to say, we're so fickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, today, of course it is.
Yes. 75% say yes today.
Did you see the other thing that was posted on our Twitter account?
No, I didn't watch it. So there was an Elliot interaction with Brandon Graham?
Yep.
Was it awkward?
No, actually, I think he nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think he nailed it.
So, I didn't even see it.
I got to look at that. See if it takes over the Trey Turner.
I will say this, and I'll give Jack credit for this because he's been saying this for 7 years, 8 years. That strip sack does rival any play in Eagles history. I don't care if you go Philly special. I don't care. There may be more exciting plays like the Miracle in the Meadowlands, you know, Deshaun's walk-off return. But as far as impact and significance, like the Philly special came in the second quarter.
Yes.
That play came at the most pivotal time that really gave us the 8-point lead and really the game wasn't over, but that put us at ease right there. And obviously, Jake Elliott had to make the field goal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't at ease until the ball hit the ground.
I agree with that. Elliott had to make the field goal. But that was still a huge play.
By the way, BG was the one that created pressure on the last throw from Brady, right? Like, if I remember correctly.
No, that was Fletcher.
Last play of the game?
Because, Fletcher hit him late, and I thought they were, I was like, hold on.
Throw a flag.
Yeah, could you imagine they threw a flag there?
That flag and then the Bradbury flag? Oh, man, this city wouldn't be standing.
So I can't lie today because I've always been a Philly special over BG strip sack.
Which isn't
just me. I'm not going to change. Yeah. But the strip sack, as far as how important it was in the game,
right,
absolutely above Philly
special. There you go.
Philly special just hilarious to me. I mean, like, because of what happened.
And it's the signature play of the game.
Of the game. Yes. And then Brady didn't catch the ball.
Right.
And I don't know. Like, yeah. But it's
those the signature
two.
Play of the game.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. But I would not argue anybody who says strip sack, except for if it was Jack on a different day and not this
right.
day. So we're not doing this today. But if I was to, like, throw Eagles Mount Rushmore at you.
Uh-oh. Wow. It's tough. Do I got to get to you now?
No, I'll say this. We can do...
I mean, for me, there are two guys on there that I don't care what combination you put on there. Those two guys are on there. And that's Dalk and Reggie White.
Right. And if we do the if we go back...
You want to put Chuck on there.
Then Benarek feels like a lock as well.
Yeah.
And then there's only one spot after that.
Yeah.
And that...
But do you think Chuck is a lock?
I don't know. I'm 48.
I mean, you ask our generation, they're certainly going to move Chuck Bednarik off the Mount Rushmore.
What if you ask my generation?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're definitely going to move.
Well,
you're trying to move Reggie off the
Mount Rushmore. Well, no, the moron we're going to have in here at three move Reggie off of it just because he didn't.
No, Reggie and Dalk has to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think Reggie and Dalk are locks.
Yeah.
The Bednarik thing is just, it's hard for a lot of us because
we didn't watch. Who's the best center? I can't have two centers on there.
Oh, well, that's a good point,
hold on.
Too.
In this city, we can. We're a trench.
No, there's no way I'm putting two centers on the Mount Rushmore.
So could it just be as... Let's take Bednarik out of it for a second. Just because none of us saw, so let's just say the ones that we saw. Could it just be... Are we overthinking it? And could it just be as easy as Reggie, Dalk, Kelsey, BG? Like, is it just as simple as that? Or is it not? That way you're getting basically every era of modern Eagles football.
But see, Kelsey and BG are of the same era.
I know.
Who's the face of this era?
I just think it's probably Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Kelsey.
I had Kelsey on there already, so.
Now the thing is that
I said he was the face of that era as well.
Right. Yeah. Now, the only thing that could change it is that era lasted another year with another Super Bowl that BG got Kelsey
BG
did not.
BG gets credit for that. Yeah, BG still gets the two championships to his credit.
So before this, I would have said Kelsey, but the fact that BG came back and played in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, but I still look at Kelsey as more of a central personality figure and all of that.
Sure.
And Kelsey, and if you're doing this for Mount Rushmore, Kelsey is definitely a Hall of Famer, and I don't think BG probably
is.
No,
BG's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
He's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
No, he's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
But that I don't know how much that matters in Philly.
Right.
Right? Because I had Foles on it before.
I think it's a great sort of debate.
Here's my question, all right? Because 55, that's not going to be worn for at least a while.
I don't think it's going to be worn again.
Okay, 62.
Got to retire.
Don't think it's going to be worn again.
91?
Don't think it's going to be worn again.
9.
I don't think it's going to be worn
but
again.
But if we win another Super
now,
Bowl.
Now, number one, it won't be worn again.
I agree. But if we win another Super Bowl, maybe we can move on from the number 9
no.
and coming back to the...
No.
What about 12? Can we get 12 back?
12's not
great
coming
number.
Back.
No.
Okay, there's a lot of good numbers. Yeah. I mean, that
well,
they
if
can't
12
come
has
back.
Been out of circulation all this time, why would they bring it back now?
No, I don't know.
And I don't,
hey, I'm just asking questions. I'm
25 not, is out of circulation, too.
It is.
I'm not saying you retire 9, but I'm saying I can't watch another quarterback have 9. It's going to be some doofus backup quarterback.
Well,
I don't need that.
They've only officially retired 5 numbers?
Yeah, 5, 20, 60.
44, 60.
92? Did they retire Rashi?
92.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I might be missing one more.
Does anyone...
Those 5 for sure.
Has anyone wore 99?
If there's only a place we could find this.
Yes, nobody wears 9. No, nobody wears 99.
No one wore 99.
No.
Yeah.
No. So that's 6. That's at least 6 right there.
And a lot of, you know, not officially retired, but
retired. That 4th spot on there, it's you know...
On Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, one point I had 5 on there at one point.
But you can't now.
Well, I could.
Well, you could.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes,
I don't have a strong of an argument anymore. I agree. And I think Jalen is moving in that direction. Not there yet, but he's moving in that direction of being that other guy on there.
Well, and then you start Howie.
I mean, I know it's
I'm not putting front office people on there.
No. Yeah, and we all know.
Oh, you know why I used to have.
We all know Jake Rosenberg.
I used to have Andy on there. That's who I took off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I took off Andy. I used to have Andy on there.
And the thing that the original Mount Rushmore makers didn't have to deal with is they didn't have to, like, the Mount Rushmore is in stone.
Yeah,
it's
they
done.
Can't change it.
You can't. You'd have to do a whole other Mount Rushmore. You can't take somebody off the actual Mount Rushmore, which is hard. Which makes it hard about this.
Yeah.
It's almost like, yeah, all right.
It, it would be hard. I just got to have those two on there, Dalk and Reggie White.
I think those two are locked.
Yeah, I think everybody else is debatable. You can have one.
Just as a preview to Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot does not have 92 on this Mount Rushmore.
It's unbelievable.
See, and he thinks you guys are worked up about Benarek, so he came in here saying Chuck Benarek never had a sack, which I told him sacks weren't
recorded
until 1982.
Yeah, that's our Eagles report. He's going to be Insider of the Year. Doesn't even know how to work the internet.
You reminded him the sacks weren't recorded until 82.
Yeah, I was like, well. I don't think they recorded it until later, so I had to Google it. That's our guy.
He didn't have a sack. All right.
He's like, well, Trevor Derrick never had one sack as a linebacker? And I was like, hold on. I don't think that they've been recorded.
That moron's looking
that's
up.
That's a good one.
He's like, I was looking at PFF for his pass rush win rate. And they don't have any. 0%? All right.
That is awesome.
215-592-9494.
That's our guy.
Harrison Langhorne, you're on WIP.
How are you, Jack Rich and Ike and Spike?
I don't like that order.
That's a good order.
Nah, that's the wrong order, Harris. We're doing good, brother.
I can't believe that Brendan Graham retired.
Yeah,
Brendan?
I'm not surprised because he was supposed to have retired last year. But, you know, he wanted to come back for one more year.
Smart man.
He got hurt, and I said to myself, will this guy, if we go to the Super Bowl, will he be able to play in the Super Bowl? And you know something? He did awesome in the Super Bowl.
He sure did.
I'm glad he played.
I wasn't even watching.
What I think Brendan Graham, he was great. Who was the coach during his first year? Do you know?
Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was Andy.
Andy Reid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Andy Reid was proud of him.
Yep.
Buddy Ryan.
A lot of the other coaches, Doug Peterson.
Yep.
Of course,
Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's probably proud of him too. Although I didn't hear Chip get thanked in that speech.
That's a good point.
This guy would be a very good Monday Night Football announcer. I like him to work with Kevin Harlan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I mean BG will be good at anything he does.
Well, Kevin Harlan is a pretty big step up.
Oh, listen, we Westwood One.
Well, he's going from me and Elliot to Kevin Harlan. It's a big jump. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And they have different ones on Monday Night Football, too.
Yep.
And Brendan Graham should do a football, be an announcer on WIPFM. He should be on Go Birds Radio on Saturdays.
I agree.
Good idea.
They should get rid of Seltzer. Or Elliot. Well, I don't know. But just budget-wise, Harris, if you could only have Seltzer or PG, you know, like, you got to make hard decisions. Lakin will decide that.
All right. I know.
Yeah.
And we'll never forget, you know, Brendan Graham.
We will not.
We will not forget Brendan.
We will not.
Can I talk about the Phillies?
Why not?
Let me tell you something.
Yes?
This Trey Turner thing I hear about so much, if he doesn't produce this year, there's going to be a lot of changes next year, you guys.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be a lot of changes coming up.
I don't want
to see Rob Thomson go. I like Rob Thomson.
Yep.
Joe Girardi I like, but he just couldn't handle the Phillies.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah,
he was already retired.
Andy McPhail and Matt Klintak are really nice guys when you meet them in person, am I right?
Yes. What do you think about Ed Wade?
We don't.
They're nice in person, but I didn't like him.
No, they suck.
What'd you think of John Felsky as a Phillies manager? John Felsky? What do you think? Do you remember him? Lee Thomas?
A little bit.
Lee Elia, rather.
Like nice guys.
Lee Elia?
Yeah, Lee Elia was honored the other day.
Great.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
He was great.
Do you think Ed Wade belongs in the Phillies Wall of Fame?
What about Dallas Green?
Dallas Green I liked. A lot of people didn't like him, but I did.
Yes.
Dallas Green didn't take any monkey business.
He did not.
And I remember Pat Corrales, too.
Yep, there we go.
Pat Corrales.
Who's your first Phillies manager you remember? Gene Mock?
I couldn't stand Gene Moore.
Fraud, right?
Yeah.
He was terrible.
He pitched Bunning the last week of the season in 7 straight games and lost in 10 straight. What are we talking about?
Wow.
What'd you think of? You remember Kent Colvey?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah, Pat Combs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat Combs, a little bit, maybe. Yeah.
All right, Harris.
I remember Clay Dalrymple from the 64 Phillies.
There you go.
Dalrymple.
Johnny Callison.
Cookie Rojas.
Yeah. You remember?
Have you heard of the program called the Bull Session on the Levittown station?
Yes, with the Bull, with Craig Lazinski.
Art Mahaffey was on.
Yeah.
Art Mahaffey is living in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yep. He's 85 years old today.
What do you think of that?
He's got to be related to Herb.
Yeah, yeah, he's got to be. All right, Harris, thank you for the call, man. That was a nice trip down memory lane.
Cookie Rojas.
Hey, Jack, why don't you take the folks to a trip to Wilmington to tax-free Delaware?
Yeah. Wow, what a transition.
There you go.
Spike, you all know about National Appliance Warehouse.
I sure do. you better. Do you even know? That's the real question.
That's exactly right. I'm on the hot seat.
Yep, you sure are.
Builders, designers, and contractors. Listen up.
Yeah, well, don't listen to him. Listen to me.
Tell him Spike sent you. Yeah. But listen, you're working hard out there. Your clients, they need the right appliance for their new home, maybe in South Jersey. Maybe that's costing a lot of work in South Jersey. You know, they got to get down to tax-free Delaware National Appliance Warehouse. And I've been talking about National Appliance Warehouse for over a year now. And if you haven't experienced it, get down there and experience what sets them apart. The first thing that sets them apart is you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also mentioned tax-free Delaware. Also, always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Second thing that sets them apart is you're going to get the right appliance. The most important part, over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, they will have what you need. And on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. That's something Mark Stomach and his team truly believe in is having experienced professionals that are there to take care of your every need in the appliance.
Don't stumble, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Pressure.
Everyone's watching. Listen, they do it all for you. Installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. As always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Yes.
F-R-I-T-Z.
Depends. All right, 215-592-9494. Little inside joke there. Bob and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Doing great. So, yeah, quick, BG legend. I'll admit I was an Earl Thomas guy originally. So, you know, we need all the Earl Thomas people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you gotta admit when you're wrong, right? You gotta have some humility, and a guy like BG deserves it. But two things about him, just obviously everything he did as a player, but, you know, as a man. So I got a friend who's close with him. They text, and after he got hurt initially this year, you know, he said the first thing, whenever he was texting with BG and they hang out a little bit, he said the first thing he said was, man, I'm going to miss, you know, not being able to call my kids after the game is over. So, you know, I think that tells you, you know, something about him. And then, two, he was his child and my daughter, we were at swim class together. So his child was a little bit older, but it was a few years ago also when he was coming off the injury. And, like, everyone couldn't believe, like, BG's here at, you know, 6 o'clock at swim school on Wednesday night. And I just asked him, you know, how he was doing. No one wanted to say anything to him. I was like, oh, well, you don't talk to him. And he dapped me up in the pool. I said, can't wait for this year, you know. Bunch of dads in their bathing suits, and you know, he just sat there talking to me, and it's like, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so it's like, here's this fat guy talking to BG. All these kids are streaming going to the school, but he didn't care, and he was, you know, he was there every week. He held the door for my mom, and just like the nicest guy in the world. So I wish him the best of luck in retirement. Just a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Nah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I don't know many people that's met BG. He doesn't leave some type of impression on you. He's a hugger when he sees you. That's sort of how he is, and he's certainly going to have that smile to sort of brighten your day. You could be going through whatever, but BG seemingly always had a kind word or just had a way of uplifting you whenever you're around him.
Well, dude, I remember doing the Brandon Graham show right after he tore his triceps, and I was like, oh, well, he's not going to be in a great mood today.
Right.
But he showed up again with a smile yep. for everybody that was there, and all that And there's also a great
Achilles
play
during the pandemic and still calling up to do
still calling in WIP
BG show. Yeah. Yes, he was at Chickies on Monday nights. I believe it. So, BG, he's dedicated.
He is dedicated. Yeah, you get your money's worth with BG, I'll tell you that much. Hey, Bob, for next question, they give us somebody who stuck around too long. The opposite of BG, of course.
All right, so I love the guy, Eagles Hall of Famer, but I'm going to have to go with Jason Peters. He just retired like the other day. Now he's coaching.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
He should have just took his curtain call when he could, and it was like, you know, you'd be randomly watching games the last few years, and it's like, What is he still doing? You see him in a hoodie. You see him randomly in the lineup. Yeah. So I wish he would have took his curtain call a little bit earlier.
Yeah, when he started doing practice squads for like 2 years I'm like, what is Jason Peters doing on a practice squad in Seattle?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, and you have been lucky is the wrong word. You've been blessed enough to go from to go from one career into another career. But most of us who aren't professional athletes, the prime of your career is not in your 20s,
right?
You know, and you could, you know, depending on what the job is, you could work doing whatever. Like I can do this job until I retire. You know, like I can do it if I want to do it. It just must be hard for somebody who not only is having their career end, quote unquote, like in their 30s, but also to be so good at that, like better at that than most people are at anything, know, and having, that's why I hesitate to, you know, obviously we can look at these players and say they stuck around too long, but then to get in the mind of that player and say, well, if they just don't want it to be over, you know, who am I to say that it shouldn't be over? But I can just imagine how hard it is, you know? And you went through that.
No, listen, I did. And listen, I played 9 years, and I kind of knew at the end that I didn't want to do it anymore. I probably could have played a 10th year if I wanted to put forth the effort to do it, but I just didn't have the passion to play football anymore. I started growing a passion for doing this.
Right.
And wanting to learn more about this and wanting to get better at doing this. So I needed to practice at it. And that's sort of where my focus was at. But not every player, when they walk away from whatever sport they've been in for however many years, do they have something that they are as passionate about that gets them as excited about doing it, right? Nothing is going to replace being on the field, being in a locker room with the guys, that sort of thing. But really being on the field and being that athlete that you've been since you were in your teenage years. You're not going to be able to find that adrenaline doing anything else. But I felt like I found something as close as possible to it that I could get excited about and I had the passion about. So for me, it was a little easier to because I had something else to focus on. But it doesn't mean I didn't miss the game.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, I got calls that first summer. You sure you retired? You sure you're done? And I'm like, dude, I haven't worked out in 2 months. You don't want me now. I'm like, yeah, I don't even look like a linebacker anymore. So, yeah, for BG, it'll be much like Kelsey. Kelsey walked away from football and jumped right into something.
Was doing something.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the downtime.
And was.
But BG will probably do the same thing.
And is good at it. Like that's the other thing is that.
That's probably the biggest thing.
You know, is to be. Even the non-star players in the NFL, still their entire life, have been better at football than anybody has been at anything.
Yes, and we were all stars either in college or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Most of them.
So to have to walk away from something that you're so good at, because football, you would know this better than me, but from the players I've talked to, it seems like every basketball player loves basketball or has some. Football is... There we go, except for him. Football players, I never got the sense that every football player absolutely loved football. They loved the brotherhood. Mm-hmm. They loved, but it wasn't. But to me, it's as much just being awesome at something and knowing that if your head is in it, I'm really really good at this.
Yeah.
It's a fulfilling feeling to have to walk away from.
No doubt. Listen, no doubt. It is, and that's. You're in a rare breed when you're in that league, right? When you're in that league, whether you're a starter or you're just on a roster, you're in a rare league when it comes to athleticism. And I would say that about any professional league. Baseball, I would say that about basketball. You know, I watch these basketball players. You watch these NBA players warm up. I don't care if they're the 12th, 13th, 14th man on the bench. You think they'd be the greatest basketball players ever. You watch them in
a warm-up.
They
make every shot.
Yeah, they make every shot.
You know, Andre Drummond make 15 threes in a row or something. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that until I played in a couple celebrity like basketball games with like NBA players. I'm like, even the older guys, I'm like, these guys still can shoot and everything.
Brian Scalabrine says I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me. And he's right.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's right. That's how good those guys are.
To your point, walking away from that, if you're prepared for it and you put things in place that'll at least occupy your mind and occupy sort of that thirst you have for competition mm-hmm. for something, you'll be okay. It's the guys that don't really have a plan of what they want to do. And it takes them a little time to figure it out. Like I said, Kelsey was he was laying the map to what he wanted to do before he was done playing.
Yes.
Much like I was. I was doing it before I was done.
Tiki was hosting the weekends on Fan.
He's another great example.
Who knew what he was gonna do before he did it. All right. 215-592-9494. Talk about Brandon Graham today, who announced his retirement. Coming up next, Tuesdays with Elliot.
He didn't stay too long. BG retired.
Exactly at the right time.
Mad. Come on. Walk away as a champion.
Super comeback. Play one more game and you win in the Super Bowl.
Man. So got two of them things.
So Tuesdays with Elliot. Some would argue that Elliot has stuck around too long, but Elliot Shore Parks will join us next.
He's getting started.
We'll get Elliot's thoughts on BG, but of course, we have to get his thoughts on the Eagles Insider of the Year, which gets awarded officially tomorrow at 4:30. Elliot had a big moment this week with Aziz Ojulari, who I know Ike is sick of hearing about already, but we will talk to Elliot next.
I just thought we may have got Miles Garrett. I don't know, we're talking about Ojulari.
Well, you should. I listened to Go Birds Pod. Man, talk about a celebration of Elliot. Not quite congratulating himself, but sort of. He said, this is a tease for Elliot. He goes, I guarantee you that Aziz Ojulari is the guy that we're talking about next offseason, saying he's going to get paid big money and we got to keep him. Like, that was the prediction he made on the pod.
He's feeling good.
Oh, he is. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.